This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. When you get a vaccine, it's not just for you. It also helps protect everybody you come in contact with. But would you get a vaccine that helps other people more than it helps you? That's what Dr. Mary Guerin wanted to find out. Guerin is an assistant professor in the Medical Humanities and Social Sciences Department in the Florida State University College of Medicine. She was asking that what-if question of college-age men. The vaccine in question was the preventative for the human papillomavirus, HPV.
We have this new vaccine to prevent cervical cancer in women, and we know that the vaccine will most likely be approved for men in the near future, since the vaccine's goal is to, of course, prevent cervical cancer in women. Can telling men about that potential benefit encourage them to get vaccinated themselves? The point of this study was to try to assess what's the best way to tell men about this new vaccine, how can we educate them about it, and moreover, what's the best way to frame it for them.
Guerin says the idea of getting an HPV shot didn't exactly sell like hotcakes with men.
They showed less interest than women did, but it makes sense because to them, the potential effects of HPV infection are relatively less serious than women. So for women, we know that HPV can cause cervical cancer, but it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a long time for that infection to progress to cervical cancer.
But there was one hook.
In men, HPV can also have some, you know, very serious effects. It can lead to rare cases of penile cancer in men. You say that word to men and they're listening, certainly. But the thing we want to emphasize is that it's a very rare cancer. And I think when you put it into perspective, it's a much more serious infection for women, and we were trying to convey that message to men.
So Guerin wants men to get vaccinated to protect women, rather than just to ease their own fears. But she didn't find a whole lot of that kind of altruism, even among a group she thought would show it, men in committed relationships.
Well, we were really curious about that, because that was really the idea. We thought, well, maybe those men who are in a committed relationship might especially resonate with this message of, hey, I'm going to go ahead and get this vaccine, because in addition to preventing HPV infection in myself, I can potentially reduce risk for my female partner. Well, for some reason that didn't work. Even in the committed men, we didn't see that effect.
To get around the roadblocks and get men vaccinated, Guerin has a couple of ideas. One might be to emphasize some of the other products of HPV in both men and women. We'll spare you those details. And the other could be to change the targets of the message.
This study was done in young adult men. Of course, the message might also be directed at parents, because the vaccine will be approved for boys as young as age 9. So really, of course, you could go to young adult men and have them make the decision. But another interesting thing to think about is how will parents respond to the idea of having their little boy vaccinated for HPV?
This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to FSU.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.